Thank you very much indeed. This is, as usual, Thomas Birtel from Vienna, and I have the pleasure to present our first half year's figures to you today. Let's start with page number three of the presentation, which should be in front of you. It turns out that we generated an output volume of almost 5.7 billion euros in the first half of this year, which corresponds to a decrease of 8%. Our output volume declined in Germany against a very high level reported in the comparison period of 2015. It was also somewhat lower in Hungary and in the regions of Russia and neighboring countries. Our order backlog, on the other hand, increased by 4% on the 30th of June this year versus the first half of the previous year and amounted to 15.4 billion euros. While several building construction projects in Germany contributed to a plus of about one quarter in this home market, declines were registered in Eastern Europe, for instance, in Russia, in Slovakia, and in Romania. The current figure of the order backlog corresponds to a plus of 17% over last year's end, which was down, as you might recall, by 9% over the end of 2014. We come to page number four. Our EBITDA figure improved in the first half of this year by 27% and amounted to 157 million euros, in part because large-scale projects in Southeast European markets were no longer a burden. However, this figure also includes earnings accounted for in the other segment from the sale of a shareholding related to the acquisition of the minority interest in our subsidiary ADZÜBLIN AG of Stuttgart that cannot be assigned to our operating business. The therefore adjusted EBITDA would come to 129 million euros, which is 4% above the level after six months in 2015. The depreciation and amortization was reduced by 8%, especially through the sale of the equipment of the hydraulic engineering business, which we reported in our first quarter. Our EBIT figure amounted to almost minus 21 million euros, which is 70% less deep in negative territory than in the year before. The fact that this figure is not in positive territory is very usual for this time of the year for a company. Adjusted for the aforementioned non-operating effect, the EBIT would have amounted to almost minus 49 million, which is still a plus of 29%. The improvement in EBIT derived from the North and West, as well as the International and Special Divisions segment, while the EBIT in South and East came down. Let's have a look at our earnings per share given on chart number five. Our net interest income stood at minus 5.7 million euros after a positive net interest income of 690,000 euros in the comparison period of 2015. Last year's figure, however, can be explained by the significant positive exchange rate differences, especially regarding the Swiss franc, in the amount of 16 million euros in the first half of 2015, while the first half of 2016 registered positive exchange rate effects of just 9 million euros. Below the line, this resulted in a 61% increase in earnings before taxes to minus 27 million euros. After income tax of minus 6.5 million, the earnings after taxes amounted to minus 33 million versus minus 61.5 million in the comparison period of the previous year. In the second quarter this year, the STRABAG Group acquired minority interests of ADZÜBLIN AG of Stuttgart in Germany. The minority interest still had to bear the typical winter losses of the first quarter, so that taking into consideration minority interest totaling minus 8 million euros, the net income after minorities reached minus 25 million. In light of our 102,600,000 outstanding shares, this corresponds to earnings per share of minus 0.24 for the first half of the year. Let's now come to our balance sheet given on chart number six. The balance sheet total fell to 9.9 billion euros from 10.7 billion on the 31st December 2015. conspicuous with the decrease of the trade payables, due in part to the decline of the above-average level of advances at the end of last year, and the reduction of the minority interests with the corresponding decrease in cash and cash equivalents. This was also the reason why the net cash position of 1.1 billion euros at year's end turned into net debt of 12.65 million euros at the 30th of June 2016. 30th of June 2015 was a net debt of 201 million. The acquisition of the minority interest with Züblin had only a minor impact on the equity ratio, which fell back slightly to 29.6% from 31.0% on the end of last year. The equity ratio on the 30th of June 2015 had been reported at 29.1%. If you have a look at our cash flow, we have to take chart number 7. At minus 624 million euros, the cash flow from operating activities, given in the middle of the chart, was significantly deeper in negative territory than in the first half of the previous year. This development was influenced particularly by the significantly higher increase of the working capital, which, due to a very high level of advances, had been unusually low on the 31st of December last year. The cash flow from investing activities, meanwhile, stood at minus 161 million euros. The decrease of minus 55.5 million versus the first 6 months of the previous year came in response to stronger investments in property, plant and equipment, as well as through the purchase of the TechGate Vienna property close to our headquarters here in Vienna. The cash flow from financing activities turned from 12 million to minus 345 million, driven especially by the acquisition of the remaining shares of Züblin and by the repayment of a project financing. In the previous year, a bond issue still had made for a positive cash flow from financing activities. Let's now come to our three operating segments and start with the biggest one, which is North and West, comprising our core market of Germany, the Benelux states, Poland, and Scandinavia. The relevant chart is number 8. The output volume of this segment reached 2.6 billion euros in the first half of this year, which corresponds to a minus of 7% versus the high level of the previous year. Declines were registered, among other places, as already mentioned, in Germany, the segment's largest market, as well as in Sweden and also in Poland. The negative development is due to the less favorable weather in the first 3 months of this year, but can also be explained by the relatively high output volume in 2015. The EBIT of the segment at minus 73 million euros was 22% less deep in negative territory, as hydraulic engineering projects were no longer a burden as before. The order backlog, on the other side, increased considerably to 7.3 billion euros, gaining 21% over the comparison value from 30th of June 2015. New orders in Germany, a plus of 31%, contributed particularly to this growth. The most important new projects acquired in the German building construction and civil engineering sector during the first half include the Trivago headquarters in Düsseldorf, worth approximately 81 million euros, a residential project in Berlin, and the offshore terminal of Bremerhaven. New orders were also registered in the transportation infrastructures business, including the contract for track construction and civil engineering structures along the Berlin-Dresden line for Deutsche Bahn for about 66 million. The year-on-year order backlog also grew in Benelux and in Sweden, but it decreased a little in Denmark. If I may lose a word on the segment outlook for this year. In 2016, the output volume in the North and West segment is still expected to reach the same high level of 6.4 billion euros as in the year before, an assumption which to a large degree is already covered by existing contracts. The German building construction and civil engineering business should continue to contribute positively to both output volume and earnings. The prices for subcontractor services and for construction materials continued to exhibit a moderate upward trend. Bids are currently being calculated for large projects in building construction and civil, with a bid total of about 2.1 billion euros. In transportation infrastructures, mainly road construction, we also expect an overall positive outlook for the coming years. The order backlog and the volume of new orders at the end of the second quarter are already considerably above the previous year's figures. In spring 2016, the German government had announced substantially increased investments in transportation infrastructures, especially roads and bridges. Investments totaling around 265 billion euros are planned for more efficient transport networks until the year 2030. The number of projects up for tender will grow only slowly over the course of this year, however, as the public sector has enormously reduced its procurement and planning capacities in the past few years. We strive, however, to adapt our capacities to the expected market development. For instance, effective on 1st of July, we took over approximately 40 employees, as well as the real estate and equipment of construction enterprise Janssen and Berntsen of Oberhausen in the Ruhr area. The Polish construction sector has been undergoing a significant recovery already since the year 2014. The volume of public sector tenders in 2016 will likely reach about 4.1 billion, comparable to last year's level. As tenders for these projects, however, are only slowly getting underway, we expect the first projects to be awarded at a relatively low price level. Thanks to our good order backlog, however, the output volume for this year has already been secured through existing contracts. Meanwhile, we are becoming more active in the area of public sector tenders in the Polish building construction and civil engineering sector. May I now come to the second operating segment, which is South and East, comprising our home market of Austria, Switzerland, and the Central and Eastern European countries. The output volume in this segment fell by 10% and amounted to 1.7 billion in the first half. Most of this decline is accounted for by Hungary, although the output volume in Russia, which had already been at a low level, also declined again. The EBIT at 7.3 million euros also failed to repeat the relatively high level of 28 million that had been reported last year. This, as reported, had been due to aperiodic income from an agreement related to a large construction project following completion. The order backlog of the segment also declined substantially in comparison to the previous year and goes back by 12% to settle at 3.6 billion euros. Positive contributions came entirely from Austria and Serbia, where we have been commissioned to build the country's first IKEA store. Considerable declines, however, were registered especially in Russia, here due to a cancelled order and reduced orders levels in industrial construction, as well as in Slovakia and Romania, which had been very strong last year. The order backlog increased slightly in Switzerland, in part because of the contract to build an office and a production building for Siemens during BIM 5D technology. Concerning the outlook of the segment, I can report that the development of the order backlog confirms our more conservative planning for 2016. Overall, the output volume is expected to decline versus the previous year and to amount to 4.3 billion euros. While it was possible to raise the order backlog in Austria, the largest market of our segment, the price pressure is growing in the very steady building construction sector in the greater Vienna area. Due to the lack of public investments in that region, an improvement of the market for transportation infrastructures is still not in sight, despite the great need for renovation work on lower tier roads. While Hungary had still been able to report an unusually high output volume in transportation infrastructures during the previous year, the construction sector had to face declines this year in the double-digit percentage range. A return to attractive figures for us in the coming years will depend on our success in the bidding for a few large projects. Large infrastructure projects with EU co-financing are currently still up for tender in Slovakia. For instance, highways or projects in the field of wastewater and for the automotive industry. The high volume of tenders, however, is leading to an increased scarcity of and higher prices for subcontractor services. Moreover, construction sector competitors are estimating the bidding prices near the limit of profitability. This is also true in the Czech Republic. In contrast to Slovakia, however, projects here mostly involve private clients. The Swiss construction market remains hotly contested, especially in the building construction business. The price level is very low, and in contrast to the tunneling sector, no additional large projects are expected by us for the rest of the year. Despite isolated growth opportunities, Southeast Europe remains still affected by a lower level of tendering activity and, as a result, by more aggressive competition. Bids are being made above all for smaller projects from private clients. In Romania and Bulgaria, no noteworthy investments can be observed from either private or public clients. In Russia, almost the same scenario prevails. Restrictive loan granting from banks for private investment projects, as well as state budget cuts in response to the oil price level. The low market demand will continue to affect the price level for construction services, even if the postponed investments could also lead to revived demand in the medium or in the long term. We now come to our third and last segment, which is international and special divisions comprising inter alia our tunneling business, real estate development, PPP concession business, and our raw materials business. The output volume of this segment shrank by 10% and amounted to nearly 1.4 billion euros in the first half of 2016. The decline was especially strong in Italy, with negative growth also reported from the non-European markets. The EBIT of the segment turned from a slightly negative into a slightly positive figure, however, due to a number of contrary effects related to various large projects. The order backlog was only down slightly, slipping year over year by 3% to a little more than 4.5 billion euros. Here too, the greatest decline was registered in Italy. At the same time, the restrained tendering activity in the Middle East, as a result of the low price of oil, almost entirely balanced out the positive effect from a 400 million plus related to a big mine project in Chile in South America. To the outlook, the segment is expected to generate a somewhat declined output volume of 3.2 billion euros in this year. Another positive contribution to the earnings, albeit not to the same extent as in the past, is forecasted to come from the property and facility service business. Despite expectations of a considerable revenue reduction from the largest client, new clients such as Vodafone, Huawei, and Telefonica have joined the customer base since the end of last year and during the first quarter of 2016. The output and earnings in the medium term will depend, among other things, on the outcome of negotiations to extend the contract with the aforementioned key client, whilst this contract currently runs until the end of 2018. Clearly, positive business has been registered again in real estate development, which is continuing to contribute very positively to both output volume and earnings. An uninterrupted positive trend could be observed on the German real estate market in the first half of the year. In the project development business, we are active not only in Germany, but also in Poland and in Romania, and as of recently in Luxembourg. Property in top locations is constantly being purchased, developed, and sold to the investors, in part even before construction is completed. Demand is present for traditional asset classes such as commercial buildings, but also for alternatives such as logistics buildings, nursing homes, or student housing. The tunneling market in Austria, Germany, Italy, and Switzerland remains hotly contested, with a hard-to-understand price level at times. For this reason, we are focusing increasingly on bids in Northern Europe and in non-European markets, although price pressure can be observed here as well. The situation is similar for the concession business, which means public-private partnerships. as the market in Western Europe, with the exception of Germany and the Netherlands, remains thin, and the political environment and competition are proving to be very challenging in Eastern Europe, the UK and selected markets outside of Europe, for instance in the Americas, are being kept under observation, even if this involves significant costs in bid processing. Besides of all these limiting factors, there's good news to be reported from this business field. In June 2016, it was possible to refinance the PPP models N17 and N18 in Ireland and the A8 in Germany at optimized conditions. The construction materials business exhibits differing trends from country to country. In Slovakia and Hungary, opportunities are in sight with relation to a number of large tenders that are currently in the pipeline in the second half of the year. In Austria, Germany and Poland, on the other hand, we have to face strong price pressure. With the beginning of 2016, we merged our services in the field of intelligent infrastructure solutions in our subsidiary Strabag Infrastructure and Safety Solutions, GmbH. The order backlog can be described as extremely satisfactory there. Moreover, increased investments are expected in tunnel and transport technology in both Austria and Germany. Let's now come to our summary given on chart number 11. As I pointed out before, we now expect a slightly lower output volume than in the year before, where it had been 14.3 billion euros. We continue to predict an EBIT margin, which means EBIT in relation to revenue, of 3% from this year onwards, and we would like to underpin that we managed to overcome the lower order backlog as reported by the end of the year with a minus 9%, and we now can report a plus of 4% at the middle of 2015, which gives a good basis for the rest of the year and especially for the years to come. As reported, two factors should contribute to increasing our margin continuously: a more rigorous risk management and efficiency gains. Our internal Strabag 2013-15 task force had the task of reviewing the company's position and to locate opportunities for realizing these efficiency gains. After 4 years of visiting the locations of all our organizational entities, viewing construction sites and engaging in one-on-ones with the local management, the task force has now, in July, completed its work. Based on its analysis, the management board has been able to make constructive choices about where to streamline management structures or strategically and organizationally reorganize business fields and company entities. This is resulting in a simplified organigram, a more appropriate market positioning, and lower fixed costs. The most positive factor to report in the second quarter of this year was, as I pointed out before, that we managed to take over the remaining shares in our important subsidiary of Züblin in Stuttgart. I thank you for your trust, and I'm confident that I will be able to report again positive progress at the end of the year as well. Thank you very much for your attention. Now I'm open for any eventual questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. One moment for the first question, please. First question comes from line of Daniel Lyon of Erste Group. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello and good afternoon. Thank you very much for taking the question. I would like to get more information on the, if there is, on the schedule of the infrastructure tenders in Germany. Where do we stand? What do you expect in terms of volumes to be tendered maybe this year or next year? Is there any more details you can share?
Yeah, this is still difficult to predict. What we can say is that in the midterm, the infrastructure investment plan of the German federal government implies an increase of a minimum of 25% up to more than 30% over the year's level, which we had seen until the end of last year. And as I already reported, in Germany we currently see a plus of 31% for us, which is also a clear indicator that our estimate regarding the persistent increasing of the market is rather exact, which means that we expect this strong level of order intake to remain for the years to come, which means at least until the year 2030. So it's a double-digit plus over the level of the past until the end of last year. And our current experience, although there are still difficulties on the technical side with the tendering authorities, our current experience underpin that we are right in expecting such important increases.
But it seems that the current driver is rather building construction than really infrastructure spending. Is it so invisible at the moment to really get a feeling when some meaningful tenders could be kicked off?
Mr. Leon, you are right if you look at the, let's say, at the absolute figures. But given the increased percentage in our order intake, it is a strong focus already now on infrastructure measures, because there we see a difference in levels as over the past, whilst it is true that on the building construction side, we are in a sort of boom phase in Germany, but we have been there already last year and also the year before. So the increase figure, the percentage of increase in order intake, is not that big. We have strong orders coming in also on the building construction side, as for instance the new headquarters for Axel Springer in Berlin, but we already had such big projects in the past, whilst on the infrastructure side we see that considerable increase given the figures of the last year, as compared as to the figures of last year.
Okay. So, but it's difficult to say something about the dynamics going forward. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. If you would compare the increase of the order intake with Süblin and with Strabag of Cologne, which is not a secret, you would see that the increase with the Strabag of Cologne is much stronger than with Süblin, which means that Süblin had already been on a very high level in the past, whilst, as you probably recall, in Germany, the output last year was even on the road construction side was even a little lower than the year before, and that development definitely has now come to an end, and we see a double-digit growth figure already for us in road construction, and we believe that this level of activities will remain as it now starts to be over the years.
Okay. Can you also observe that infrastructure spending in CE is somewhat muted after the last cohesion fund was more or less used up? Now with the start of the 2014-20 period, is this really some kind of slowdown? Can we expect that the second half year will be also maybe a little bit muted from this side?
I agree with you that we currently see a somewhat moderate level and lower level than before, although I would not conclude that it had directly to do with the renewal of the EU cohesion funds, because I might recall that last year we've seen a very strong activity in Poland, especially also in Hungary, but also in the Slovak Republic, and that was already under the regime of the second tranche of the second round of the EU cohesion funds. So there are other factors which now lead to the fact that we have a somewhat lower level of tender activities in Poland, but also in Hungary and in the Slovak Republic, with the speciality that in Hungary we partly saw projects which had been financed exclusively by the national budget and not co-financed by the EU in the past.
Okay, actually I thought that until last year it was just the focus to use up the old funds, because they had only time until the end of 2015 to do so. And as we've seen that Poland actually used them up by 100% by really introducing many tenders last year, and So I just wanted to clarify if this is really the case or.
We have also seen that phenomenon, and that was probably partly a result of the huge figure of advances we reported by the end of last year in our balance sheet. Some of those amounts might have stemmed from such budget considerations, but I do not believe that this is the reason, that is, let's say, a fundamental reason for the somewhat lower tender activities we currently see in some markets of the CE region.
Yeah, no, it seems like a psychological reason, not a fundamental
could well
one.
Be, yeah. And of course, Hungary is special anyhow.
Yeah, of course. Related to the one-offs, you had now the 27 million one-off in the second quarter. Can you already somehow give us a hint what to expect in terms of volume for the remainder of the year, or is this difficult to time?
Regarding one-offs or
one-offs, yeah.
I don't predict any major one-offs for the rest of the year, which could really considerably influence our overall situation. And as we reported, this one-off had to do with the acquisition of the remaining shares with Züblin, and that's why we made the clear distinction between our ordinary course of business and that one of the. It is true that we see, of course, minor one-offs every month, but we are talking of one-offs which really could coin the picture of our balance sheet or our profit and loss statement, and I don't foresee any major one-offs for the rest of the year.
Okay. And just one more clarification on the one-offs. I thought that you might have a negative one-off from the sale of the hydro construction unit of, I think it was 25 million, roughly.
Mm-hmm.
Is this now netted in the position, in a positive position with the Züblin one-off in the second quarter?
No,
not material like that? Or?
That's not material, and that had already taken place in the first quarter. No, that one-off in the second quarter is mainly the Züblin related transaction.
Okay, one last question. You got the permission for the share buyback in mid July. To what extent do you think of making use of it, or what are your plans for this?
Currently, we do not believe that it makes a lot of sense either for the shareholders or for the company to make use of the program, and that's why we said we would announce once we would really start to make use of the program again. But given the current share price development, which is not that bad, we do not believe that it makes sense for the stakeholders.
Okay, maybe not, but last question. Any news regarding the syndicate agreements and some kind of development?
Ask the shareholders. management doesn't have any insight in that for the time being.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Leon.
As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one. Next question comes from the line of Markus Remis of RCB. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon. Just a few minor ones left from my side. Let me maybe start with the personal costs in the second quarter. They've been up by almost 4%, which I think is quite an increase against the backdrop of 8% lower output. Was there any extra charge in there, or was it just an abnormal development which kind of phases out in the second half?
Regarding the output volume?
The personal costs, because they're up like 4% year on year, whereas output was down almost 9%. So I was just wondering if there was any specific development worth mentioning, or if it's just a kind of outlier, so to say?
Well, if you have a look at the figures of our staff, you would see that the total number of our staff considerably decreased in the report in the period under report, but mainly in regions where we are very flexible with personal cost, which means especially our non-European markets. The relationship which you are talking of is basically being produced by the fact that in our core countries we always have a very stable level of staff because this is the backbone of our operation, and this is also the basic reason for the huge winter losses we very normally incur every year. The output figure this year is bigger than it was last year, where you would have detected a more or less similar relationship between the output volume development and the personal cost development. That, in my eyes, to a very strong level, depended on the weather conditions, which were influenced by a somewhat harder winter this year, whilst the level of our personnel in our core countries remains more or less unchanged. We do not tend to fire our core personnel just because of some weather conditions.
Yeah. Okay. Point taken. Regarding the output guidance, if I add up the targets for the individual segments, I get to 14 billion, which for the second half implies an increase of about 3% in terms of top line. I mean, which would be quite a swing compared to the first half. I just want to get a sense of how confident you feel with that figure, or if it might be a bit lower, rather, 13.9 or 13.8 billion.
Yeah, we feel, of course, it will also depend on the further development of the climate, especially by the end of the year. For us, it makes a big difference whether we can continue to construct, for instance, roads till the middle of December or just till the end of October. And we have seen both cases in the past years. So it will definitely, to a large extent depend on the development of the weather conditions, especially in Europe, by the end of the year. But I believe that we can be very confident that the expected reduction will be in a low single-digit level. Let's say 5% is a good guess.
5%. Okay, but yeah. Okay. And then lastly, a bookkeeping question regarding the minorities. Is there any guidance you would give for the P&L figure of minorities in for the full year?
I think we won't see a major increase in minorities for the rest of the year because we don't have any major minorities left for the rest of the year. We have bought out the major minority element in early April, so you have seen a major minority amount being borne by the minorities in the first quarter. Already in the second quarter, as you might have seen, the number came down quite considerably, and I expect it to continue like that because from now on the importance of minorities in the group is much more reduced than it was before. I think three quarters of the minority figure in the past was due to the Züblin case, which is now over as from the beginning of the second quarter onwards. A guess could be about 12 million for the full year.
Okay. And lastly, regarding the purchase of the TechGate, is that already included in the cash flow?
Yes, it is. It is, yeah.
Okay.
Probably you have to take in consideration that we acquired the TechGate project via the acquisition of a company.
Yeah.
So you.
Okay. I mean, press rumors had it that it was priced at 100 million. So if I look at the cash flow statement, I think this number was probably exaggerated. Would you agree on that view?
Yes, we would agree, and we are even more precise if you have a look at our half year's report on page number 23. We give the exact figures. So it's 75.9 million.
Okay, that's very helpful. And in the Q1 call, you said it's not included in the. In the CapEx guidance of 400.
Yeah, that we had not foreseen that once we made our CapEx guidance. That's true, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Very clear.
Welcome, Mr.
The next question comes from the line of Tobias Loskamp of HSBC. Please go ahead.
Hi. Yes, good afternoon. I have a question particularly regarding the South and East and the international division where, let's say, the second half is supposed to be much better in terms of revenue momentum than the first half. And I just wondered, is it mainly because of the order book or is it largely because the base is lower from last year? And in that regard, also, I didn't quite get it, on the property and facility services business, you lost the biggest client or you're still negotiating with him how the business is going or what's really the main reason of the decline here in the activity level, which seems for business that has been historically relatively stable and growing, seems quite sharp. Then second question that I would like to touch upon is you made a statement a couple of days ago in the press that you're expecting 390 to 400 million of EBIT for the group in the current year. And just wanted to check whether this is a figure that includes the non-operating gain for you or excludes it. And finally, if I look at the profit development and if I subtract the non-operating income that you had, yeah, there's some millions of improvement in absolute terms. But then you also say large-scale projects in Southeast European markets no longer a burden. So, I mean, has this burden been relatively small or have you seen some cost or profit headwinds elsewhere in the business? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Loskamp. If I may start with the facility management business, I'm sorry if I wasn't clear enough. We have not lost that big customer. On the contrary, we still have a fixed contract with him until the end of 2018. We are now starting to renegotiate the contract. But basically, this is a midterm project because the contract is still running 2.5 years. And the output volume of the segment, international specialty divisions, did not decrease because of PFS operations, because also with that long-standing customer, they are still going on, but basically because of our non-European business, because that was much weaker, especially in the Middle East, where the overall business activity is hit by the low oil price. When it comes to our guidance for the EBIT, we wanted to say that we are confident to reach the 3% EBIT margin without the non-operating gain, which we had to report in the second quarter, in order to convey our confidence that we will be able to reach that figure also in the future, which would a little be in doubt once we would now reach it only thanks to a non-operating one-off gain. So we wanted to underpin we will reach the 3% without the non-operating gain of 27 or 28 million in connection with the Süblin deal. Mm-hmm. With regard to the burdens of a project in the past, for instance, in the South East European business, this was considerable considerable loss-making projects, and we have reported them for several quarters. And what we now wanted to point out is that they came to an end as predicted, and hence we are back to, let's say, more normal times, which will allow us to reach a level of profitability which we need in order to reach the overall aim of 3%.
Okay, so overall you don't see any other new area popping up where profitability is deteriorating other than maybe from top line point of view?
Given the project-driven character of our business, we always have unpredicted developments on a minor level. We don't see any major development coming up which could put our prediction of 3% profitability in doubt. That's right.
Okay. And then the second question, or one of the questions that I've asked, which hasn't been answered, on South and the East and International and Special Divisions, the revenue momentum has been fairly negative, particularly and also in the second quarter. And now your guidance suggests, you know, a return to growth in International, plus basically a flattish South and East business, despite order backlog being lower than the prior year. So is the improvement that you're guiding in terms of the revenue momentum or output volume momentum, is that something that you see, let's say, to 100% in the books, or is it something that where you say this is because last year has had a low base in the second half, or what is the reason for that?
I think it's a mixture of both, but the most important fact is that we managed to report that big increase in order backlog by the middle of the year, which was, as pointed out before, a plus of 4% vis-a-vis the 30th of June 2015, but that corresponds to a plus of 17% over the year end. And of course, the order backlog status by the year end was the basis also for the output in the first half, which was a little bit a mortgage, if I want to put it that way. And it goes without saying that we will not be able to work off all the strong orders which we could take in the course of the first half in the rest of the year. So it means we will be entering the newer year 2017 with a relatively strong order backlog basis, and which gives some confidence for the top line development in the following years.
Right, perfect. Right, very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Lester.
There are no further questions registered at this time. I would like to hand back to Dr. Birtel for any closing comments.
That's very kind of you. Thank you very much for your interest, and I'm very much looking forward to talking to you at the occasion of the end of the next quarter this year. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.